Self-disciplined, I rule the world. Self-disciplined, I rule the world. Why do I rule the world when I am self-disciplined? I rule the world when I am self-disciplined, when I am in charge of my thoughts. I'm in charge of my attitudes. I'm in charge of everything that goes through my mind. My mind is the storehouse, the warehouse. My mind is the activity center of all the world. Every experience that I have, it goes on first in my mind. It goes on first in my brain. My mind is the universal mind, of course, but my brain is how much of that universal mind I use and how I direct its purposes and how I direct the universal mind to be something useful for me. Now, having it there and being able to direct it usefully to me is a wonderful thing, but when I'm self-disciplined, I rule all the world. When I'm self-disciplined of what goes on in my thinking, what goes on in my mind, what goes on in my world, when I'm self-disciplined, then I make my choices wisely and well. I make my choices purposefully, and I make my choices in every beautiful way because it is what I am in charge of. Now, what am I in charge of? Okay, I'm in charge of having a wonderful body in which to work. This is a condition that I have. Now, I can have a wonderful body to work in if I want, or I can have a miserable body to work in if I want. If I want to have a wonderful body to work in, what I do is I put every single attitude of my mind in right order for having that right body, that right attitude, that right world to live in. But if for a moment I allow my thought to go haywire, if for a moment I allow my thought to think that I cannot do something or that I am not in charge of what's going on in my world, then I have lost it. Then I'm out of the game. No longer am I disciplined. No longer am I responsible. No longer am I taking charge of everything that goes on in my world. No longer. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Do I walk with strength in my body? Or do I have a little crick in my back sometimes? And do I have an ache here or a pain there? And do I say I have an ache or a pain here? And if I do that, I am not self-disciplined in having a perfect body. When I have a perfect body, I say I have a perfect body and I walk up straight. Oh, you may be getting older. You may have pains. You may, from your youth, your age, but it doesn't matter. But what matters is, what is your attitude about it? How disciplined are you in your thoughts about, yes, I feel good. Yes, I'm wonderful. Yes, I'm fantastic. If I hear a dog barking in the distance as I'm walking around the mountain acreage here, do I say, there's a coyote out there? Or do I say, there's some little dog barking out there? And what do I name it? What do I claim it? If I name it as a coyote, right away I become concerned about the safety of my dogs. I become concerned about the safety of that's going on. And that's not the way to play the game. If we are worried about the concern of our bodies, the concern about other things that are going on in our world, we're not self-disciplined. I surround my property here, this 140 acres, with the pure white light of love. 104 acres, 105 acres, whatever we got here. I surround it with my pure white light of love. I surround every being that comes onto this property, filled with love, filled with peace, filled with harmony. I surround this property with my pure white light of love, and it is not protected from anything. It is enfolded in love. It is enfolded in right action. It is folded in beauty and goodness. There need be no problems, because the problems are ones that we name it. Oh, the minute we think a storm is coming, we say, whoops, it's going to be bad. Or if we say, a gentle rain is going to fall over our land. A gentle rain is going to make our land fertile and wonderful and growing beautifully, all of the plants that we want to grow. I am in charge. I take charge of what my thinking is. I take charge of what my doing is. If, as I'm walking along, I stub my toe, I instantly say, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. I do not say, oh, my toe hurts, even for an instant, because if I do that, that instant endorses that toe hurting, and that toe will hurt. But it doesn't have to. Millions, billions of people go on around the world stubbing their toe, and they say, whoops, no problem, home perfect. Wonderful, fantastic. And when they say whole and perfect, fantastic, they are whole and perfect. They are fantastic. But this is something we have to discipline our thinking about. We have to discipline our thinking about this if we're going to rule our world. We have to discipline our thinking about this if we're going to be in charge. If we're going to be the master of our activities or our body. And then as we're master of our body, then we think about the world. And there's peace on earth, and it began in my thinking. There's peace on earth, and it began in my thinking, in my world, in me. And then there's abundance in my family. My family is super abundant, independently wealthy. I know it, and I believe it, and so it is. And everything I do is wonderful and good. Count up your blessings. Count up your wealth. Count up the things. Oh, yes, you're in charge if you want to be. But if you don't want to be, then you got a problem. Now, who's in charge of your world? Who's in charge of your life? Who's in charge of all that you are? If you say that you are, then you are really master. Because to be a master means that every single moment of your life, you say to yourself, all is in divine order. Every single moment of your life, you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Every single moment of your life, you are master of your thoughts, of your thinking, of your attitudes. You're playing the role that you choose to play. And that role is one of glorious beauty, magnificence. That role is one that makes you feel good and very good all of the time. Self-disciplined, I rule all the world. Self-disciplined, I rule all the world. Self-disciplined, I rule all the world. Say it again and again and again until this becomes your clarion call. This becomes your desire and your expression. And as you put this forth in your mind, you are it. You don't become a beautiful pianist by not playing the piano. You don't become a beautiful mathematician by not using the theories of math. You use them well, powerfully, joyfully. You use them so that they bring out in your world who you are, what you are, why you are, and how wonderful it is that you are. Because this is all that makes any difference in your world. It's all that makes any difference in my world. I am self-disciplined. And I rule the whole world. I'm self-disciplined, and I rule the world. I'm self-disciplined, and I rule the world. Today, announce this for yourself. Today, proclaim this for yourself. Today, name this for yourself. Today, say, I live in my healthy body. I live in my spirit, mind, and body. Oh, yes. We say our Om each morning. And as we say our Om, we intone our voices and our attitudes. And we affirm that I'm whole and perfect. I'm independently wealthy. I'm surrounded by harmonious beings. I live in a joyful world. All is in divine right order. All is in divine order now. And that's what we experience. Join us in being self-disciplined and ruling your world now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.